Welcome to Financial Gravity. Please listen to this message in its entirety as our...
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, Brian?
Good, good. Is this Carlos?
Yes, sir, the one and only. Well, not the only Carlos, but maybe the only one you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think that the way we're doing this, we're missing out on people because, you know, they're feeling like, you know, it's a telemarketing call and they're not giving us enough consideration. And I think the reason for that is that if we were able to send them a little bit more information about our company and it's not, you know, right this second make a decision kind of thing, I think that we might do quite a bit better. So the thought here is to change the scripting up like I sent you. And okay. the goal is first and foremost to, ask them, if, you know, they're interested in receiving information about this, which I think there'll be more people that are interested in receiving information.
Right.
And then, if they can book an appointment, if they go, yeah, I'm wondering about, if they can book an appointment right away, great, more power to them. But what'll happen is then, when you get those, I don't know how the communication would work, but I'll send out an email. I'll have just a standard email that I send these people myself, you know, with the link to book their own appointment. And then, you know, if I don't hear back from them, I can always circle back when I have time and call them to follow up on that. But I think because we don't get enough action right now, I think this should increase the numbers quite a bit.
Okay.
Now, I don't know.
So it will be considered like a successful call as long as we can send the information. But we will always push the appointment, but it's not a must for a successful lead anymore.
Correct.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, definitely we will reach out to more people that way.
Right, right, because, you know, here's the thing. There's people that initially are just saying, you know, no, not interested.
Right.
But if they actually saw the information that I'm going to send them,
right,
you know, half of those people would probably go, oh, wait a minute, you know,
This might be something that I'm interested in.
Right, right. So now it's going to be easier on the guys too, or in this case, Jesse. It's going to be easier on Jesse because he doesn't have to, you know, whip through this whole thing telling them what we do. That'll be in the email. That'll be in the email that's sent to them.
All right. So you just want us to get your information to reach out to people. I think that's a lot better. You're definitely right. You're definitely going to be including a link for your Calendly so they can book their appointment at their time based on your
Correct.
Time available time. So that's even better, you know. Nowadays, people feel more comfortable that way because, you know,
And we track that. So, you know, when
And you'll be able to see if people open their emails and everything?
No, we don't need to do that, but when they book an appointment, what I'm saying is when they book an appointment on that link I'm sending, SkyCom will get the credit for that.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. So if they get somebody that says, okay, fine, you know, you can send me some information, we send it to them. They go, oh, yeah, I do want to talk to Brian. They click on the link. That gives credit back to SkyCom as, you know, it came from SkyCom. And really the only difference is, you know, I spent just, you know, a few moments of my time sending them a standard email.
No, I understand that. I think it's going to work perfectly. We can definitely start right away. I just need to
give
a few minutes to go over this with him. So that way
Make sure he's comfortable with it, obviously, but it's going to be so much easier on him and because it's and more relaxed too, because we don't want to sound like we're needy or anything. Just it's more of a relaxed call and it's not as long. So I think let's start out with going exactly by the script and see what that produces. Now,
right.
Next question is how are you going to get me the names or emails of who I need to send an email to?
I can just send it to you at the end of the day and be like, hey, like this is the people that requested information. Here's their first, last name and their email. Or I can just send you the call right away. Like, for example, Jesse with this new script gets a call and gets somebody interested, I'll send you the call and I'll send you the lead like we've been doing. Like instead of sending the appointment made, I'm going to change it to new lead, so you can know that it's a new lead. I will include their phone number, their email, their first and last name, and the recording.
Okay, good, good. So, we may be able to get up, in the double digits here for a day instead of, one or none.
Yeah, so, no, I hear you. That's a goal. Hopefully, we're definitely going to talk to Jesse about this, that he needs to understand this is like more relaxed because definitely it's changing completely the approach, but we can definitely adapt to it as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. Then on the how are we working the 30 days and the credit and that kind of thing?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Well, so we had an agreement, 30 days for two people calling, and then at the end of the 30 days, we needed to make a decision if we were going to, continue to move forward with another, with a 3-month contract. So, so that 30 days, I'm assuming, is extended because we didn't get the hours in with just one guy, right?
You want to know, like, the balance of the hours?
No, I want to know when we have to make a decision on if we're going to continue with you or we're going to go for a 3 more months. Because the contract said, had a date on it, but I feel like that date should be pushed back a bit so we get the full hours in before we evaluate it. Because if we evaluate it right now, the CEO is probably not going to move forward because it's like, well, we didn't get the lead. And I'm like, yeah, I'd like to give this a shot because I think this can work.
Okay, no, I'll give Mr. Rapallo to send you over that information, because I'll be honest with you, I'm not part of that part of the equation, but I can definitely get George to send you an email with that information. But to my understanding, I don't think there's a problem extending the date in order for you to commit to anything.
Okay, great.
So that wouldn't be a problem. But I'll make sure he sends that information just so that you can have it in writing from him, okay?
All right. Thank you, Carlos. And then, okay, bye.
Buenos días. Bien, solo Raúl que no vino. Plus, Dan's got down a meeting from Brian.